This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's time to listen back to the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. After dropping the series opener, the Mets were looking to take this series with a third straight win. Christian Scott took the mound for the second time since returning from the minors, while Mitch Keller was going for his 10th win of the season for the Pirates. Both pitchers got off to great starts. Keller struck out the side in the first, while Scott struck out the first hitter he faced, and then needed only seven pitches to get through a 1-2-3 first. Keller did him one better in the top of the second, throwing only five pitches, facing the minimum after Luis Torrens grounded into an inning-ending double play. The Mets had a slight threat going in the third after Harrison Bader singled and moved up on a fielder's choice. Francisco Lindor walked. Brandon Nimmo missed out on the All-Star team and missed out on a chance to open the scoring thanks to some great defense by the Pirates.
First and second, two outs. Keller sets. And the pitch to Nimmo. Swing a ground ball, sharply hit. Knocked down on a dive by Telez from his knees. Flips it on to first in time to get Brandon Nimmo. Two fine defensive plays by Rowdy Telez here in the third. He took one away from Iglesias earlier, and now he robs Brandon Nimmo of extra bases.
And that saved at least a run, maybe even two, so they were still scoreless after two and a half. Scott was up to the task in matching Keller. He was perfect through the first three, but cracked in the fourth. He walked Andrew McCutchen to start the inning, got Brian Reynolds' first pitch swinging to fly out to left, and then faced the most dangerous hitter in the Pirates lineup, O'Neill Cruz.
2-1. Swung on, crushed. Left center field and deep. Bader's back to the warning track. He'll turn, and he's a spectator as this one goes into the Pirates' bullpen. A two-run home run for O'Neill Cruz. Number 14 for the Pirates' shortstop. And Pittsburgh takes a 2-0 lead.
Second home run of the series for Cruz. The Pirates score first, going up 2-0. Scott got a pair of flyouts back-to-back to end the inning, but the Mets were behind on the big hit by Cruz. It would be the only one that he would give up on the day. Both teams went down in order in the fifth, both pitchers looking sharp, the only difference being the Cruz home run. The Mets broke through in the sixth. Harrison Bader led off with a bloop single. Lindor lined one off the glove of Keller. It went 1-4-3 for the out. After one hard hit ball was knocked down, Nimmo didn't give the Pirates an opportunity for another one for our smash of the game.
So one out, runner at second. Behind Nimmo, Alvarez is on deck. Keller looks at second. Bader leads 3-0. Nimmo green lighted, and he smacks the ball in the air. Deep center field. This one is gone to tie the game. Over the seats and onto the walkway in center. What a shot by Nimmo. And in the top of the sixth on the long ball, the 14th of the year, a no-doubter by Nimmo. It is 2-2, 428 feet.
Absolutely crushed.
The smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. After being snubbed for the All-Star game, Nimmo comes through with his 14th homer, his team-leading 54th and 55th runs batted in, and Nimmo has a great eye. Found a pitch he liked on a 3-0 count and made Keller pay. Alvarez followed with a single, but Alonso grounded to second, and Vientos struck out to end the inning. The game, though, was tied at two. Cruz a two-run homer for the Pirates, Nimmo with one for the Mets. Scott retired Jared Triola to start the bottom of the sixth. Andrew McCutchen was then hit by a pitch. The Mets challenged the call, and it was overturned. And McCutchen flied out for the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Scott's day was done at 77 pitches with two outs in the sixth. He gave up only the Cruz homer and then turned it over to the bullpen. However, that did not go well. Eric Orsi came on for his major league debut. He walked the first batter he faced, Brian Reynolds. Cruz then went the other way again, this time for a single, and that allowed Reynolds to go to third. Rowdy Telez is known for his power, but it was just the opposite that put the Pirates ahead.
Pirates have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Or is he trying to keep it? 2-2. He comes set. fires home. Telez hits a cue shot on the ground. Short stop hold. Diving stop by Vientos. To his feet. Throw to first is late. Telez is safe. Reynolds scores from third. The Pirates are back in front. 3-2. Cruz gets to second. And on the softest of contacts, with the Mets playing the shift, Telez, the old hit it where they ain't. And the Pirates have the lead.
And Vientos made a great play on it, did everything he could, but it was such a slow roller, and he had so much ground to cover that even the slow runner in Telez able to beat it out, allowing that third run to score. So Orsi was lifted after that without retiring a batter. Adrian Hauser came on, and things started to unravel immediately on the first pitch, bringing us to the turning point of the game.
So first and second, Adrian Hauser called on, and his first pitch to Nick Gonzalez is bounced down the first baseline, just fair by a foot. Cruz scores from second, the ball kicking around on McNeil in right. Here comes the big guy, Telez. He will score. Gonzalez to third. And the Pirates now lead 5-2 on a chalk hugger down the right field line. Barely fair. It kicked off that sidewall. McNeil could never get a handle on it, and the Pirates score two more times.
That was the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So the old adage, hit them where they ain't. The Pirates did that in the seventh to take the lead, make that the sixth to take the lead. As two balls hit the other way, three runs in, not much Alonso can do on that one. McNeil made it worse with an error. Gonzalez wound up at third, and he would come in easily on a wild pitch by Hauser, and then the backbreaker coming from Brooklyn's own Josh Palacios.
The 2-1 pitch is clobbered in the air to right toward the wall and gone. Palacios adds insult to injury, hitting a solo shot over the high wall in right. And now it is 7-2 Pittsburgh in the sixth. Things have come undone so quickly. All of this with two outs for the Pirates.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Five runs in, all with two out after Christian Scott had looked so impressive early. The bullpen just did not have it today. First Orsi and then Hauser. And Hauser was able to finally get out of the inning, getting Jack Sawinski to fly out. But the Pirates break it open with five runs in that inning. They get one more in the eighth. And then Brett Honeywell came on to work the ninth. Mark Vientos greeted him with a broken bat, base hit to center. Ke'Bryan Hayes made a terrific backhanded play behind the bag and was able to get Vientos at second, but the Bucks unable to turn the double play with the throw to first hitting Luis Torrens in the leg. Jose Iglesias hit into a fielder's choice again for the second out, leaving Jeff McNeil as the final hope.
Two outs. Here's a 3-1. McNeil skies it in the air left field. Reynolds racing over toward the foul line. Does he have room? He reaches over, and he made the catch, reaching over the railing for the final out of the game. And Mr. Pittsburgh hands the ball to a fan. That's quite a way to end it here this afternoon.
Seemed it was only fitting with one of the Pirates making a terrific play. That time it was Brian Reynolds as he takes one away from the fan and gets the final out as the Mets lose it by a score of 8-2 as they split their eight-game road trip. Perhaps they left some wins on the table, but today there was no doubt about this one after the Pirates exploding for five in the sixth inning against Orsi and Hauser.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.